Time now on the Benusa pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the BSU Beavers. For those that were sleeping last night at the end of the game, we'll rehash the postgame a little bit. But I thought you guys took that shot to the face that Anchorage gave you, and I thought you responded pretty well.
I thought we did too, Schultze. Again, we were a little inconsistent, I think, in the early going last night. But I think when we settled in and we tied the game up, we played very good hockey.
How important was it for Nate Arns to get that goal and try to get a little confidence back?
I think it's important for Nate, and he's a guy that thrives on confidence, and it was a nice goal, and I was happy to see him get it, and it was nice to get some chances on the shorthanded last night. We actually had a couple chances. Johnny had that breakaway, so we had a little success shorthanded last night, and our penalty kill's been pretty strong all year, and that was our first shorthanded goal.
How do you adjust your aggressiveness on the penalty kill on big ice as opposed to small ice?
You know what, Schultze, we try not to change at all. I mean, what we try to do is we call it establishing the dot lane. We want to establish a dot lane all the time, and the dot lane's the same. It's the same distance from the dot to the goal on big ice. It's the same as small ice. The biggest thing is if there's a rebound, if there's a loose puck, we go after it, just like you would on small ice. I think we have to maintain our mentality. And we have to pressure when the opportunity asks for it. And I think the biggest thing is on big ice with Schultze, don't get trapped when they have complete possession of the puck. Don't start chasing to the wall, because now you are going to overextend yourself.
Depth of scoring is always important, but how much more important is it in the second half of the year?
Well, you need secondary scoring. It's hard to. It's hard to win games when you just have one line going. So, this road trip right here, we've had some secondary scoring. It's good to have. We've scored 13 goals so far, and hopefully that continues on.
Brett Hunt was called up to the NHL a couple of weeks ago already. He was named to the AHL All-Star team. How much of a feather in the cap is that for him, and just proven that he's been doing the right things?
Well, it's awesome for Brad. I mean, here's a guy, never give up hope. First off, he's a 5'9" defenseman playing in the National Hockey League. That's not easy as well. He's got to be one of the shorter defensemen in the league, and he's got some attributes that are very positive. He's got great puck skills. He's got great awareness, and of course, he's got a booming shot. He's got one of the best shots in the world, and he's playing hockey at the highest level, and it's just great to see.
More of Tom Ceratori when we return the Benusa pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. Mentioned in the postgame, Tom, that you made you made some in-game adjustments yesterday. How do you utilize the media timeouts to accomplish that kind of stuff?
Well, you're exactly right, Schultze. It all depends. Sometimes your media timeouts are just, the guys are just trying to obviously, get some breathing room right there. There's times we have to do some teaching. There's times you want to try to get another line out there. So you utilize your media timeouts differently. But, if you have to make a quick adjustment, you have three of those timeouts during the period. So it does help.
In football, especially pro sports, you guys can do it during an intermission, but they use video right there on the sidelines in football. How do you guys use just a whiteboard?
Well, it's not hard. I don't think it's hard at all. And guys are used to that. That's the way they've been brought up. And it's not a big deal. They can get a good visual off a whiteboard.
Travis tweaked his D pairs a little bit last night. What were you guys hoping to get out of that?
Well, again, I just think we're trying to get some consistency with maybe a puck mover and a defender, and we're just trying to establish a little more continuity with our defensive core. We feel, this last weekend and even last night on the big ice, we're not engaging as much as we probably would like to. We'd like to defend, a little harder. We'd like to make sure we hit and pin a little bit. So those are some things on the big ice that, we're not seeing. So I think he's just trying to shuffle a few things.
Earlier this week, the team was invited out to dinner at Mary Graham's house. Her parents live here. She's lived here. She was a student at BSU a couple of years ago. That kind of stuff doesn't happen very often. How cool was that for the guys?
That was great, and it was nice to get a home-cooked meal. They cooked a lot of salmon, as you know, Schultze, and it was just great getting a home-cooked meal, but obviously, again, cooked salmon. And, their personal recipe in Alaska, and that's one of those things that the guys will never forget.
At that dinner, Beaver All-American John Hansen was there, graduated in 82, so a couple of years before you got to BSU. But what do you know about John?
John was a skilled player. He was an All-American, and he was an All-American, was a very skilled player. And you know what? He wanted to be one of those offensive Beaver greats, that's for sure. And moved up here after college, and loves it up here, and has never left.
Best of luck to you tonight.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Cerruttori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups are next here on the Beaver Radio Network.